This is John Batchelor. Fire season. It did not come in summer for Australia. It's coming in fall for Australia. It will come again in North America. Fire season. What does it mean for people who live in the forest, people who live at the face of urban and the forest, people who live in town? Daniel Claude, an expert on wildfires, published this book some decade ago. It's more relevant than ever, given the condition of the forests, the undergrowth, the people living in the forest in California and Montana and in Australia. Here's Daniel Claude dealing with living in the bushland.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a difficult question, isn't it? I mean, I love living in bushland areas. I love the native vegetation. And so I do want to live in a country area, but it does come with risks. Those risks are rare. They're even with the increased fire risk, it's still a rare event. So I think we just need to learn how to live safely if we're going to live in those areas. And the real risk comes from not so much from rural communities that have lived with these risks for a long time. It's often more of a problem in urban interface areas, so people moving into the foothills, you know, bushy areas surrounding cities on the outskirts of cities. So we have high population, low preparedness for fires, low experience of fires, often people who don't live in the area, they work in town but live, you know, they live in the area but they work in the city. So those things all increase the risk, and so we really need to look at ways of helping people prepare better. I think it's just a matter of recognising that you live in a fire zone and you have to be prepared.
More of this later.